The opinions expressed in the following program are solely those of the host.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
The who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra view? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Coming to you across the internet G-Band, this is Radio Without Borders. This is Radio Free G with your host, Radio Free G, joined by super producer Mumbles. Welcome to the G Band. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is New Year's Eve, so we are here on December 30th. And I just want to say hello to the listenership out there and thank you for all the feedback that you sent in to episode 3 when we were discussing the poetic deaths of people. As you can probably tell, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. Even Mumbles is sick. Somehow we both seem to get sick at the same time. I don't understand, but he's at home convalescing and it leaves me here by myself. So I'll be working the dials here, like we did in the good old days of episode 1 and 2. We can only wish Mumbles, super producer Mumbles, a speedy recovery, and he'll be here for episode 5. That being said, I wanted to move straight into the material here for episode 4. Building up on episode 3, we received more feedback to that episode than we've received anything so far. It seemed that anyone and everyone had an opinion about the poetic deaths that they have read about in history. I shouldn't say read about. I don't know exactly what the listenership does when they're not listening to Radio Free G, so maybe they participated in some. Who's to say? I just wanted to take a second here and go over some of the feedback. Regular listener Sal, don't know if that's a pseudonym or not, but Sal decided to expand the topic like he always does. One of these days I'm going to have him in studio here with us and see where his fertile imagination takes the show. But he expanded the topic of poetic deaths, and he actually wanted to include someone who did not die a strange and wonderful death. He wanted to include one of Canada's former prime ministers, the Deef, John Diefenbaker, for putting the screws to the Avro Arrow project, one of Sal's pet historical interests. For those of you that don't know, the Avro Arrow was a very high-tech fighter jet built by the Canadian government, and for some reason they just decided to put the screws to it. There have been television shows made, and the CBC has spent a lot of their budget hiring Dan Aykroyd to play the Deef. No one knows quite why the plane was disassembled. You can still find pieces of it everywhere. I don't want to steal any of his thunder, and I'm sure he's looking for topics himself, so we'll leave that up to him to explore. As always, MC brought up, MC being another faithful listener, brought up something that, an interesting point on its own, talking about the deaths of dictators throughout history, he brought up the example of Pol Pot. The Cambodian master of death who died quietly in his bed. And that brings us nicely to the topic of today's show, being that if you become very, very quiet and listen very, very carefully, you can probably still hear the faint echoes of Saddam Hussein's neck cracking from the noose. That was rather eerie, the way that we were discussing this topic amongst the Radio Free G listenership, and days after posting, we get news of Saddam Hussein being brought to the gallows to suffer justice for his crimes against the Iraqi people. I think there is no other explanation except that by the efforts of the listenership, you have been forwarding links to the program around the internet, and it wound up in the right hands. My voice went into the ears of the right person and expedited the death of Saddam Hussein. Now, it's not the best. We could have probably done better, given all of the midnight abductions that happened under his reign, the rape rooms, the executions at blindfolded, at gunpoint. We could have come up with something a little bit better for him. Now, I realized that we were on the clock. He was turning 70, and there is something in the, I'm not sure if it's Iraqi law, which says that after a certain age, capital punishment is avoided for people. So they were really under the gun because he was going to be turning 70 this year. I don't know when his birthday is, but they wanted it done before New Year's. So all I can say is congratulations, listenership. We did it. Slowly but surely, the message is getting out. Radio Free G is making its presence felt. I'd like to thank each and every single person who listened to this program and forwarded the links through the internet, bringing more and more people, turning them on to the G-band. It's something that that sniffle is not because I'm sick. I'm welling up inside with emotion. I know if Mumbles was here, he'd just be crying himself silly. Once again, this is going to be a short episode. I just needed to get this out. Sickness be damned. This is something that the world needed to hear. This is something the listenership needed to hear. Until next time, I just want to say Happy New Year's to everybody. Let's make 2007 the best year yet. Hopefully we're going to have something set up on iTunes. I don't know when, I don't know how. I'm going to be looking for help to set that up. But we'll have it set up for you to automatically download the RSS feed. And then the sky truly is the limit once we get that set up and ready to go. So, Happy New Year's to everyone. Happy New Year's from Mumbles. Happy New Year's from myself, Radio Free G. Catch you again next time on the G-Band. End transmission. The preceding has been a presentation of Radio Free G. Please send all correspondence to radiofreeg@gmail.com. For more information about the program, go to sternwind.blogspot.com. End transmission.